Your parents walk through the same company door for 40 years. You won't. The era of corporate loyalty, where a gold watch rewarded decades of faithful service, has vanished like smoke. What we're witnessing isn't just another economic shift. It's a fundamental return to America's entrepreneurial roots. Before giant corporations emerged, this was the self-help nation, the bootstrap nation, where individuals built their own security through skill and reputation. That world is back, whether we're ready or not. The question isn't whether this transformation will happen, it's already underway. The real question is deceptively simple yet profound. When was the last time you asked yourself, "What do I want to be?" Not what your manager wants, not what your job description demands, but what you genuinely want to create with your professional life. This isn't self-indulgent navel-gazing, it's survival strategy. Because in today's landscape, you face a stark choice: brand you or canned you. Here's the uncomfortable truth. 90% of white-collar jobs will be completely reinvented within the next decade. For over a century, the efficiency experts aimed their productivity weapons at factory floors. White-collar workers escaped the scrutiny, comfortably insulated in their offices and cubicles. That protection has evaporated. Information systems, artificial intelligence, and global connectivity are dismantling traditional professional work as fundamentally as automation transformed manufacturing. The skills that made you valuable yesterday, basic data analysis, routine documentation, standard project management, are rapidly becoming worthless commodities. Legal research, financial analysis, medical diagnosis, entire professions are being reshaped before our eyes. Michael Goldhaber captures the new reality perfectly. In the attention economy, without special work, you won't get noticed or paid much. Traditional credentials, degrees, certifications, years of experience, mean less every day. The marketplace has become a global talent pool where you compete with brilliant minds across continents. This isn't incremental change, it's a once-in-centuries revolution. The professionals who thrive won't be those with the best credentials, but those who develop skills machines cannot replicate: creativity, emotional intelligence, complex problem solving, and navigating ambiguity. The answer to workplace chaos is paradoxically revolutionary and ancient. Brand yourself. This isn't about viral fame. It's about returning to pre-corporate job security, like the colonial blacksmith whose reputation ensured steady customers. Brand you rests on three pillars: craft, marketable skill, distinction, being memorable, and networking, collegial support. A brand is a trust mark, shorthand creating emotional connection and promising reliable value. This shift is already happening. Chefs like Gordon Ramsay transcend restaurants. LeBron James earns more from endorsements than basketball. C. Everett Koop turned his name into a $44.3 million healthcare site. Professional value increasingly ties to personal reputation, not organizational affiliation. You're already a package, a collection of signals communicating who you are professionally. The trick is consciously controlling that package rather than letting others define it. Study grocery products. Attention-grabbing packages have energy, clarity, surprise, and trustworthiness. This packaging extends everywhere: appearance, communication style, work environment, digital footprint. Nothing is neutral. One candidate stood out among 200 applicants because her distinctive business card earned a second look. The web lets cool and small outpace dull and big. Building brand you requires concrete action. Start with a personal brand equity evaluation, your professional dashboard covering what you're known for, current challenges, recent learning, new contacts, visibility program, and resume enhancements. This reveals strengths to leverage and gaps to address. Next, create positioning tools. Imagine a Yellow Pages ad for yourself. What's your headline? What makes you unique? Craft an 8-word personal positioning statement. Marketing experts Al Reis and Jack Trout insist, if you can't describe your position in 8 words or less, you don't have a position. Develop a bumper sticker describing your essence. These exercises answer, what am I? What do I stand for? How do I stand out? Remember, you are CEO of your life. What would your brand look like fully liberated from organizational constraints? The ideal brand you represents someone totally turned on by their work, focused on projects that matter, an adventurer, a bit of a pirate, funky, curious, laughing often, embracing mistakes as normal, and determined to make a difference. Forget jobs and tasks. Brand you isn't defined by titles, but by projects you create and complete, your portfolio of accomplishments demonstrating unmistakable value. Your professional currency isn't time served, but tangible contributions with beginnings, endings, clients, and your personal signature. This project-centered mindset shifts you from employee to creator. Instead of, what's my job description? Ask, what difference will this project make? This demands commitment to mastery, the kind we expect from neurosurgeons, cellists, and master cabinet makers. A surgeon doesn't just do procedures, she saves lives through technical excellence. Is your profession a true calling? If not, how could your projects be transformed into something worth pursuing? Your career is no longer about the position you hold. It's about the unique value proposition you offer the marketplace, demonstrated through tangible projects showcasing your distinctive capabilities. Brand you means thinking like a business, because that's what you are. This requires mastering multiple roles: marketing, product development, operations, client service, sales, information management, time management, and planning. You need a viable economic proposition, a full range of service products, client obsession, sales bias, bookkeeping fundamentals, and a network of subcontractors. Understanding your economic value is crucial. The equation is simple. Negotiated price minus costs equals profits. Define your product clearly, research comparable service fees, articulate your unique value proposition, and track all costs, including hidden ones. Even on someone's payroll, know your economic worth. This business clarity isn't constraining, it's liberating. It gives you tools to control your professional destiny rather than leaving it in others' hands. Brand you connects you to a proud lineage of independent professionals from Benjamin Franklin to Steve Jobs, transforming you from passive employee to active entrepreneur of your own professional life. Your contacts list is brand you's most valuable asset. Success demands systematic relationship management. Organize contacts meticulously, review monthly, and treat every meal as a networking opportunity. Reach out weekly to new connections and nurture relationships by sharing valuable information. Loyalty hasn't declined, it's evolved. Company loyalty fades while network loyalty strengthens. Like particle physicists whose community transcends their employer, your true allegiance belongs to those who aid, inspire, and challenge you. Modern loyalty serves craft and community, not corporate logos. The greatest danger is staleness, lunching with familiar faces, consuming identical content, attending predictable conferences. You're only as innovative as the diverse thinkers you collect. Constantly expose yourself to contrarians and ideas powerful enough to challenge your assumptions. Your network is an ecosystem. Cultivate it deliberately and watch it flourish. With 90% of white-collar jobs facing reinvention, the choice is stark. Take charge or become obsolete. The corporate safety net is gone, replaced by the freedom to build work that actually matters. Brand you isn't survival, it's liberation. It's reclaiming ownership of your professional destiny and building work you're proud to claim. The revolution is here. Subvert hierarchy. Make every project a wow. Be distinct or extinct, because there's only one truth that matters. My work matters. Make it so.